Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
All right, that's the Monkees as we return from break. I'm a believer. And this date in 1966, NBC ordered 32 episodes of the Monkees for its upcoming fall schedule. 1966. That's amazing. Richard Justice joins us from MLB.com. Where were you in 1966, Richard?
1966. You know what I remember about that? That was the second, I believe that was the second time the Cowboys lost to the Packers in the NFL championship game. I believe that was the Ice Bowl, in fact.
That's a good, memory. Your brain is working, functioning at a high level.
I remember every moment of it. I remember Dave Robinson chased down Don Meredith at the end of the 65 game. Then 66, the Ice Bowl. Then 67, they lost to the Browns. 68, they lost to the Browns, and Don Meredith quit.
There you
Didn't
go.
Didn't care much after that. Went to the Super Bowl the next 2 years and won it the second time.
There you go. Richard Justice.
How about
us.
That? Like, that's, I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I can remember the Cowboys from the 60s.
Pretty
that's
solid.
How sports affects us, man. It's incredible.
I see those old guys now, like Larry Cole, stammer around like I've met the biggest celebrity in the world. Because to me, they were.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got to get to it, and you know what's coming.
Yep.
You've been asked probably
sure.
about this 100 million times already. But what are we to make of this? How rampant do you think it might be in baseball? It seems like there are still some things simmering out there. And what do you make of the video of Jose Altuve? I'll give you all that to chew on.
Right. Well, I think the commissioner said this was the most thorough investigation they'd ever done. It was 80,000 emails, 70 witnesses, and they went back several times to some of those guys. And he had told them in 2017, when the Red Sox were found with an Apple Watch in the dugout, I'm going to hold the people in charge accountable if this happens again, and it's going to be really bad. And the Astros thought, you know, doesn't the rules don't apply to us? We're smarter than you are. And he punished them appropriately, I thought.
So we've been having the conversation on this show in recent days about whether this is over or this is just the tip of the iceberg as to how we're going to if more teams were involved. Is it like the steroids thing where it's just going to be one thing and then it's going to blow up? Or do you think we've seen the most and the worst of this?
Yeah, I don't know, but it is exactly like steroids. It's a cat and mouse game, the tester and the testing, and the World Anti-Doping Association has told baseball, there's always going to be one guy. I remember when they got the first steroid test put in. Rob Manfred was the staff counsel. I remember asking him, okay, who's going to use steroids now? And he goes, idiots are still going to use steroids. They're going to be convinced they have a masking agent or an undetectable substance, et cetera, et cetera. You're always going to have a few guys. And what's happened in the years since is that the substances have gotten more sophisticated and the testing has gotten more sophisticated. Everything I just said applies to electronic cheating. And you can try it, and you may be able to get away with it. But the lesson this week is you're going to ruin your reputation and end your career. There was no more successful, no more highly regarded executive in the game than Jeff Luhnow. And A.J. Hinch was the best manager in the game. And what happened was his career in baseball is probably over, and he's going to have to find another way to make a living because he had a great team and that wasn't enough. And he'll say he failed in the most basic way in terms of leadership, and he could have stopped it at any time and he declined to do so. And so it's ended the career of three managers and one executive. And if that's not a deterrent, I don't know what else he could do. So you can do it, but you're putting an awful lot on the line if you do.
Richard Justice, our guest from MLB.com. Now, the Astros have won so much the last 3 years that people may have jumped off their bandwagon a little bit, but they've been a team that's kind of united baseball fans. We like them. We like Jose Altuve. We like a lot of the personalities on that team.
Yes.
They're fun to watch. What has this done to that organization and to those players, in your opinion?
Well, you know, you can throw everybody out of the front office and you can start over there. You can have a completely clean break, but you can't have a clean break in the clubhouse. You're still going to have players that have to answer questions about all of that, and that cloud doesn't lift. Let's say they're five games under 500 on July 1 and George Springer's hitting 220. It's going to be, the narrative is going to be, you couldn't do it without cheating. The only way you get past this, and they say they didn't cheat in 2019, I don't know, but the only way you get past it is you start 20-5 and you play deep into the playoffs again, and just to, as with the New England Patriots, you keep winning. And that's the only thing you can do. But the questions in the beginning, spring training is going to be so awkward because every question is going to be about cheating, and even the questions that are not about cheating are going to somehow have a shoestring back to cheating. They did this to themselves.
So there are a few storyline gaps or story plot holes, I don't know what you'd call them, in this whole thing. Like if Major League Baseball was issuing warnings in 2017 and they knew that it was going on and they knew that the Astros continued to skirt the rules, why is it now in 2020 only that they're issuing any discipline? Were they trying to sweep it under the rug, or what was Major League Baseball's position as recently as 2018 on this?
As soon as the commissioner got evidence that the Astros were cheating, he initiated an investigation, and it was a quick investigation. It went about less than 2 months, and he was pretty decisive. I didn't know that anybody knew. I'm as close to that team as anybody, and I didn't have any idea. If you know something I don't, that's news to me.
Yeah, Richard Justice with us from MLB.com. Let's get to some other stuff that's more enjoyable to talk about. Only a couple of the big-name free agents are still out there in terms of position players, Nick Castellanos and Marcell Ozuna. We've heard rumors of trades, especially with Nolan Arenado of the Rockies. There are Francisco Lindor, that he's out there potentially, maybe some others, Mookie Betts. What's going to happen over the next 2 to 3 weeks on that front, in your opinion?
So I think those things are on hold for the time being. And I think in terms until Chris Bryant, he's another one, until Chris Bryant's status is resolved in terms of the service time manipulation, nothing will happen there. I think the Indians want to trade Lindor because he's 2 years away from free agency, and the earlier that you trade him, the bigger the bounty you get. But they're going to win. They're going to win big again in 2020 and possibly in 2021, and there is no way they trade him if they're in contention. Castellanos, I would think he's got a bunch of offers. I would think the Texas Rangers are the leader in the clubhouse. I'm not certain about that. There's going to be some back and forth with he and Marcell Ozuna. The Cardinals have to figure out if they can get Nolan Arenado. If they can't, they'll sign Ozuna, I would think.
As a Cardinal fan, and I'm so terrible as a fan sometimes, but I want Arenado and not Ozuna. Can you make that happen, please?
Yeah, they feel like they need another impact bat just to go to put with Goldschmidt in the lineup since Matt Carpenter has declined a little bit. But they like their team. They got a bunch of power arms. They're in a pretty good spot.
So you mentioned the three managers who came down from the cheating scandal, obviously. Beltran, Cora, and Hinch, Mets, Astros, and Red Sox. What's the timeline on those jobs getting filled? And do you think those teams are looking for 10 to 15-year managers or stop gaps? How do you think they're approaching it?
I think they're approaching it ASAP. The Astros have interviewed John Gibbons and Buck Showalter. I think they're going to interview the Cubs guy, Will Venable. He's a different makeup. He's a younger guy, I think Ivy League educated and all. He sort of fits the prototype. Their own bench coach, Joe Espada, would have been hired already, but they made a team and he was connected to that. So everything's connected. It's going to have tentacles. The Rays, Chaim Bloom came from the Rays. They typically, when Rays executives leave, they don't raid their people. But the bench coach with the Rays, Matt Quatraro, would be the leading candidate there. In terms of the Mets, I would think Eduardo Perez is going to get the job. He was a finalist last time. It makes a lot of sense.
Richard Justice, our guest, before we let you go, how are Houston sports fans handling the past week? You saw the Texans give up a 24-0 lead, and then this awful thing with the Astros. I can't imagine being a sports fan in that city and the reaction they're having to all this.
Well, especially the Astros, because, you know, it was so sweet them winning in 2017 in the wake of the hurricane, and they were such a joyful team to watch, the energy they played with. They just made everybody feel good. Nothing like that had ever happened in the city of Houston, and now to see it tainted and taken away, it's hard to take, and people look for a rationalization. Maybe it's not as bad as it seems, all of that stuff, but it's at least as bad as it seems. You know, as a sports fan, you live and die, but particularly with that team, it just meant so much to the city.
Richard, we always enjoy your perspective and your willingness to come on our show. Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Richard Justice from MLB.com. As we catch up a little, that's it with the Astros.
Okay.
I hit a wall. I'm done.
Not going to get
as
any
soon
complaints
as you agree
me.
That Altuve cheated.
I'm sure he did, but I don't know if he used a wire.
As soon as you agree to that, I'm done.
Okay.
Think about it during the break. When we return, we'll talk high school basketball. Joe Auer from Wichita Heights. That's next, The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.